Red Herring, a Joe Gunther novel by Archer Mayer, narrated by William DeFries.
To John Martin, you supplied me with several crucial plot points in the writing of this story, revealing a creative streak that has inspired me in the past. You are a friend, an advisor, and a sharp-eyed critic, and I thank you for all three. Chapter 1. Doreen Farrink slipped her nightgown over her head and let it fall the length of her body and gently settle onto her shoulders. This was the reward of every day, this threshold moment, when, as though dropping a heavy burden, she exchanged her regular clothing, complete with belts, buttons, zippers, and elastic, for the sensual, almost weightless comfort of a simple shift of light cotton. Not that the day had been more onerous than usual. Her mom had been in good spirits, minimally judgmental of the nursing home staff. They'd served Indian pudding for lunch, a perennial favorite. Her mother had once been an expert at the dessert, and it had led them both down a path of happy memories while they'd worked on the quilt for Doreen's new nephew. Doreen's brother Mark had recently married a much younger woman in Nevada, where they lived, and she had just delivered their first child. Doreen and Mark weren't particularly close, as siblings went, but they got along, and their mom loved them both. She preferred Mark, as Doreen well knew, but only because he was in a position to present her with a grandchild. Doreen had never found marriage appealing, and by and large didn't like kids, which, thank God, she was now safely beyond having anyway. The quilt had become a salutary talisman of good times.